podcasting, blogcasting, webcasting. Let's face it, if you're my age or older, you probably find it hard to keep up with all these high-tech media developments and wonder if life wasn't a bit simpler and easier before the advent of such sophisticated technologies. But luckily, there are plenty of enthusiasts out there who are keen to exploit the potential of the podcast, which exploded onto the media market just a few years ago and is now widely used by millions of people worldwide to listen to their favourite songs, shows or recordings about almost any subject under the sun. And according to the experts, one of the most vibrant sectors of this booming enterprise is godcasting, or religious broadcasts, which are multiplying faster than almost any other type of programming. My intrepid colleague Susie Hodges has been plugging in and logging on to find out more about this new frontier for spreading the faith.
It's a familiar sight nowadays to see young people plugged into their MP3 player or iPod as they travel on the bus or go out and about on the streets. But how many of them might be listening to a religious podcast rather than the latest track from their favourite band? More than you might think, if the latest data on the popularity of godcasting is anything to go by.
Laudator Jesus Christus. This is the Vatican.
The Catholic Church has been at the forefront of podcasting, or as it's now dubbed, godcasting, a medium that is seen as offering new and promising ways of spreading the word of God. Vatican Radio was, in fact, one of the first global broadcasters to jump on the podcasting wagon. It launched its first podcast in August 2005 with an interview of Pope Benedict XVI.
Und die Wege der Versöhnung und des Friedens des Miteinander in dieser Welt, die Wege, die nach vorn führen.
The radio currently offers podcasts in 13 different languages and has plans to increase the number in the very near future. Webmaster Jean-Charles Puzzolou told me more about how the radio's first podcast was born.
The Pope was the first podcast of Vatican Radio. Its first interview just before going in Germany for the World Youth Day. We had to prepare it about 2 months before to prepare all the mechanics.
And how many people roughly are downloading these podcasts? Do you have any idea?
Yes, I can say that in the last year we had tens of thousands of downloads.
And do you get the impression that the number is increasing? That
this yes, is it is. It is. The most checked podcast is the Pope's one. Okay, we have a feed especially built every time the Pope speaks for Christmas, Easter or interviews.
And these are the things that people tend to be looking for?
Yes, it is the most clicked.
Have you had any actual communications from some of these people who download your podcasts, of memorable comments about how they found it or suggestions or criticisms?
You know, it's like the bus. When the bus is on time, you don't complain. And you don't say the company that the bus is on time, that's okay, they do their job only. When the bus is late, you complain. So that's exactly the same thing we have with our podcast feed. Sometime, because it's a new technology, sometime we can meet some blocks, some problems.
From the sunny studios here at SQPN headquarters in Europe, Amersfoort, the Netherlands, I'm Father Roderick, and you're listening to The Daily Breakfast. How are you doing? Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening.
One of the best-known Catholic podcasters who helped advise Vatican Radio when it set up its podcast in English is Father Roderick von Hogen, a Catholic priest based in Utrecht, Holland.
We've got a great show ahead, lots of feedback, lots of stuff to talk about.
He is known to tens of thousands of listeners across the world, and, in the words of one of them, injects a Christian perspective where people might otherwise be surprised to find the church. I began by asking Father Roderick what kind of people he is trying to reach out to via his podcasts.
What I try to do with my podcast is to reach out to a non-Catholic or non-Christian audience, primarily. Of course, there are a lot of Catholic listeners as well, but my target audience are the people that are not familiar with the Catholic faith. And I want to try to reach out to them and communicate with them via the podcast. And the results have been incredible. over the years, I've been able to gather an audience on some of my podcasts of 50,000 people or more, and I think on total, I must be reaching at least 100,000 people.
What sort of age group mainly are your listeners? Do you know?
Yes, in fact, I've got a pretty good idea who is listening, because with internet, you can measure everything. You can see it in the statistics. You can see from which part of the world they are tuning in. And because of, you get also receive a lot of feedback via email, you get a pretty good idea who is listening. And the average age, I think, is about 24. And there are even kids of 8 or 12 that are listening to the podcast, as well as people that are 70 years old. But the main audience that I reach is very young, which is, of course, very different from what you would be able to do with traditional media, where especially Catholic programs usually reach a much older audience.
So given the youth of his average listener, what kind of message is he trying to convey?
One of the podcasts I do is a daily show. It's a morning show or a breakfast show. And what I try to do is to show that religion and your daily life belong to each other. Religion is not something just for Sunday morning in church. And the way I do that is by offering a wide variety of content. In that morning podcast, I talk about a movie that I just watched and where there were some religious references, for instance, or I play a good song and I talk about, you know, what's love and what is real love. There is also a lot of feedback from the listeners themselves that ask questions. So I have a segment called The Peculiar Bunch where I talk about all those peculiar traditions and habits of Catholics, and I try to answer everything that people always wanted to know about Catholics but were afraid to ask. So I try to show in a very fun and light way that religion is part of my life and also part of the world in which we live.
And as Father Roderick goes on to illustrate, the wide variety of content on his podcasts can lead to some interesting discussions.
We had a whole discussion about does your pet go to heaven the other day? And, you know, there's a huge interest of my audience in you know, knowing what is heaven, actually, and what do we say when we say that we believe that there is life after death. So you can really explain a lot. The most important thing that I try to do is to give people a bit of entertainment and a positive message at the start of the day, and sometimes also inspiration and, you know, help them to develop their faith.
And of course, this weekend was a very important weekend for all movie aficionados. It was, of course, the weekend of the Oscars.
The feedback he receives from listeners has shown Father Roderick that podcasting is a highly effective evangelizing tool and is also helping to encourage new vocations to the priesthood.
Well, you sometimes receive wonderful feedback from listeners. For instance, the other day I received an email from Ronnie, who's from the UK, and he writes, my background was being brought up in an evangelical Pentecostal home which was particularly anti-Catholic. And as a teenager, I pretty much lost faith, and I haven't been in a church, you know, for the last 20 years. And now that I've discovered the Catholic podcast, I've been strangely eager to find out as much as I can about Catholicism. I'm reading books. I search everything I can find on the internet. And last week, when our children were at school, we did the unthinkable. We went to Mass. And although it was very foreign to me, I really enjoyed it. And I'm going back this week, and I'm even looking into RCIA. So he's starting a trajectory towards perhaps baptism. I think that's fantastic. And that shows the impact of podcasting. And here's another email from Gail, who writes, I was born and raised a Catholic, but I stopped going to church when I got married. I fell out of my routine. Now, for Christmas, I received an iPod, and I started to search for podcasts. And I found your podcast, and I listened to it, and then I started listening to a podcast about daily Bible readings. I loved it, and then I got hooked, and I was just filled with Catholicism again. And at night, I'm reading the Catechism of the Catholic Church and the Bible, and I'm learning so much. So that was another reaction by one of the listeners. And we get literally at least 10 or 20 emails like that every week.
his podcasts, listeners gain an insight into the life of a priest. And Father Roderick believes that this helps to make the figure of a priest seem more approachable to the faithful.
I basically talk about almost every aspect of my life, and that's what people like. They like to hear that I'm trying to lose weight by doing a morning run, you know, before I start podcasting. They like hearing me talk about books that I've just read or people that I've met, because it makes a priest much more reachable. When they think of a priest, they think of someone who is, you know, in church on Sunday, and they never dare to walk up to a priest and ask questions. Whereas my audience, the people that are listening to my podcast, have the feeling that I'm almost like a family friend. So they are very much at ease to ask questions and to inquire and to perhaps also ask things that they never dare to ask to a priest in their own parish. And I just hope that because they see what my life is like, that it will also lower the threshold for them to go to their own parish priest and talk, and if they have a problem, to walk to the church and to meet their local community. And that is, in fact, what is happening. And it made them much more at ease with Catholics and Catholic priests and bishops even than before.
The number of Catholic podcasts are growing rapidly. But Father Roderick says the church could be doing more to develop this new communications medium that has so much potential.
There are lots and lots of Catholic podcasts nowadays. I think in total I've counted about 350 Catholic podcasts in all sorts of languages, in English, in Spanish, in German, French, Dutch, Polish even, Danish, Italian. And these podcasts are about lots of different topics. There are podcasts about prayer, podcasts that give catechesis, that you know, sometimes people record their homilies. You've got Bible studies, but there are also Catholic podcasts about games or movies or music or even church Latin, vocations, the saints. So there is so much more in the field of Catholic podcasting than you can find in the regular media. So Catholic podcasting has really taken off this last year, although I must say that if you compare it to the number of podcasts worldwide in general, we're still very, very tiny, because there are estimates that say that there are now about 20 million podcasts worldwide. So 350 Catholic podcasts is still just a tiny percentage of that. And that is why I believe that we should really try to develop this medium inside our church. And I'm trying to help people to, you know, to get on the air, as it were, or to get on the internet with their podcast. So I'm starting up an online Catholic podcasting school so that people can learn how to do this. And it's very easy, very cheap also. The only thing you need is a computer and a microphone and an internet connection, and you can be a podcaster as well.
Podcasting cuts across all geographical boundaries. And Father Roderick told me that his listeners come from all parts of the world.
We've got listeners from Australia, from South Africa. There are listeners in Moscow, even in China, continental China, deep within the heart of China. Some people have found ways to listen to our Catholic podcast. You know, the apostles had to use boats and had to travel, you know, many, many miles with camels and everything to reach people. And I can just reach the whole world while sitting at my desktop computer in my own room.
Susie Hodges talking there to Father Roderick van Hogen, and earlier you heard Vatican Radio's webmaster Jean-Charles Poutsoulou.